You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, AB, we got that teed up for you. We've got AB Cohn. AB runs the shop for Larry up at Lamborghini of Broward. AB Cohn, welcome to the show, my friend. Been waiting a long time to get you in the batter's box here.
Hey, Jim, it's really a pleasure to finally be on your show. I'm very excited. I always enjoy spending time with you in person, and I'm excited to finally be on your show. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
It's okay. It's my pleasure. We've only got one more degree that we've got to go on the show. We've got to get you in here to do the show, but we'll do that another time. I promise you, AB, we're going to have a blast. We'll get you and Larry and the team in, maybe get Leo in here and have just a high five and great time talking about speed and style. But so let me ask you before we get started really in depth, tell me a little bit about Lamborghini and what makes Lamborghini the hot supercar besides the great bubblegum colors that I love.
Yeah. Well, Lamborghini's done an amazing job recently of making it a much more reliable vehicle for an exotic. The technology's up to date, and the ride is it's still very aggressive, but you still have a lot of fun. So if you're looking for something that's reliable in the exotic world with a lot of fun and a lot of excitement, and there are some nice colors, the Lamborghini's the way to go.
Now, tell me a little bit about what makes the Lamborghini different from Porsche, which is your next-door neighbor up there, and Ferrari. I would say those are the three that come to mind that are in that set. So what is different about Lamborghini as opposed to the other two nameplates?
Well, you could start by saying Lamborghinis are naturally aspirated. There are some Porsches naturally aspirated, and there are some Ferraris naturally aspirated.
Well, what does that mean? What does aspirated mean?
Well, there's turbo engines, and then there's naturally aspirated engines.
Okay.
When you hear that loud roar in that Lamborghini, you hear that pure sound. It's all from natural air. It's not air that's been put it together in a turbo engine. So it's just that natural bull roar that sounds amazing that differentiates that Lamborghini from any other vehicle.
I call it primordial.
It's vicious, for sure.
It's awesome. I love it. And when you get them all there on Supercar Saturdays and they all start talking to each other, oh, my gosh. I can barely control myself. I can barely control myself. Now, tell me a little bit about how somebody could go about getting a Lamborghini. What are the prices and what are sort of like the, you know, somebody has to be thinking about this is about how much it's going to cost me. How does that all work?
So, yeah, Lamborghinis have a wide range, so you can start as low as the low 200s for a Huracan 580-2, and you can go as high as in the sixes if you wanted, a fully built Aventador S or Aventador SV. So you really have a big range, but there's really two primary models,
mm-hmm.
and then you can distinguish within those two models. There's a couple different variations.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the experience, because you really threw it in there and kind of brushed it right aside. You said you can get yourself one of these custom-built $600,000 plus cars. So I walk in, I just monetized my company, I had an event, and I want to get the car that I've been seeing, you know, at the Supercar Saturdays that I've been lusting for, that I call it the French blue, you know, T-top or whatever it is. French, it's just amazing car with the back. So how would I go about building something? I walk in, I see you, I see Leo, you guys get me in the room. We start talking about the car. What's next?
Well, the first thing I do is if I have a model for you to drive here, the most exciting thing is to drive the vehicle, because the experience is obviously very unique.
For sure.
Although that would be my first step before we talk about anything else. Make sure you feel that. And then we have a configurator that we configure the car to spec. We have samples that you can touch and feel. And you could do it all locally here at our store with us. Or you can actually fly to Italy to the factory in Sant'Agata, and actually they have a room, ad personam room, where you can create the car to spec as you please in Italy or here in our showroom. We have a designated area for it.
Well, I've been in the designated area and it's absolutely awesome, but I got to tell you, if I got the 600 grand to drop on the car, I might be flying you and the car, you and myself, over to Lamborghini HQ over in Italy and looking to build a car there. Now, that's a loaded question. I know you've been there. Tell me about your last trip to Italy.
My last trip was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I wish everyone could experience it. I was able to test drive on the track the Performante and the Aventador S. The Huracan Performante, just to tell you a little bit about that, set the world record on the Nürburgring. It beat the 918 Spider. It beat the track time, so it set the world record, and it's the fastest Lamborghini ever built. So I got the opportunity before it released to go to the track, drive the car, learn about the car, play with the every single feature in it, and it's absolutely outstanding. It's comfortable to drive. You could drive it every day, and it's still one of the fastest cars on the road.
So let's say I got this. I got the car. I want to drive it every day. What are the I guess no one really, if they're buying that, cares about what the operating costs are. What's the most fun thing about the car? The speed, the handling, the colors? I'll just have to say it this way. The way the people on the street look when you drive past them, and people can imagine all that. I think that was a pretty good thing. I think they got what I meant.
Yeah. So, Jim, that's a great – there's two ways of looking at it, right? There's something special about when a little kid walks over to any Lamborghini you own and they just look at it with awe. And for the first time, they walk over to your car to take a picture and you say, why don't you have a seat in this car? And they sit down and their mom walks over to you and says, you just made my son's entire week. You have no idea, just to sit inside and take a picture of the car. So there's one dynamic of that makes these cars so special, that motivates children to want to work harder and be more successful in the future so they could afford nice things like this. But then there's the performance side of the vehicle, which is, as far as for the Performante, it has an a la aerodynamic system that was just created by Lamborghini. So it's completely new to the market. And it stands for Aerodinamica Lamborghini Attiva. It actually has air intakes that shuts down one side or the other as you're turning on curves.
No way.
And it increases your track time because of the efficiency of how it shuts it, lets you curve and turn better, and then it reopens it so you can explode on the straightaways.
Wow.
It's just really an incredible feeling. It's an incredible car that they've created. And this technology just keeps getting better with these Lamborghinis. And we're doing great, picking up new market share from customers of all different types of exotics.
So let me ask you this then, Abe, and we've only got a minute in this segment. First of all, can you stay and do another segment with me? Because I don't got half my questions answered yet.
Absolutely, Jim.
Okay, so you're on the track. You're looking at the car in Italy. You put one foot in the car. You get your fanny in the seat. You put the other foot in. You fire up the engine. How do you feel?
Well, Jim, it was kind of a special moment for me because I've never been on a track, and they handed me a $330,000 car and said, follow me. The light turns green and you got to follow a professional race car driver. The feeling is I've never felt something like that before. It's a kind of a high, a rush that you can't feel, and the car has full control, and I felt safe the whole entire time going at the high speeds of 170 miles an hour.
Well, what I want to do right now is I want everybody to hold the thought. We're going to talk to Abe again in a couple of minutes. We're going to pick up right there. We're on the racetrack behind the professional driver going 170 miles an hour. We're going to head into the bank turn, and Abe, I want you to take us through the bank turn. When we come back, can you stick with me and stay in that space right now, Abe?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Regan, you better get us back fast because I got to get going. I'm going 170 miles an hour, and I'm heading into turn number one. So we're going to find out what that feels like in about 30, 40 seconds. Regan, let's make them feel the speed now. Back in the fast lane,